Sharks and boy bands have a stranglehold on popular culture. TV viewers just can't get enough of these animals. Sharks, that is, not boy bands.
Off-ramp commentator and marine biologist Milton Love.
So, day after day and show after show, we have one-legged surfers, one-armed surfers, and one-eared surfers all attesting to the power of the Gray Ghost, or Mr. White, or Bob, the cartilaginous wonder. Big sharks, little sharks, sharks with stripes and sharks with spots, sharks at the surface and those on the bottom, everything except a shark contemplating a bust of Homer, and all with music that makes Wagner sound like the sound of music. But one could scarcely imagine the Discovery Channel trumpeting Anteater Week, or Flying Squirrel Day, or even the Tufted Titmouse Hour. In fact, if it weren't for sharks and Nazis, any number of cable companies would be reduced to ruin, thus loosing swarms of unemployed executives onto the streets of Los Angeles. Well, what is there about sharks that we find so compelling? It can't just be their toothsome visages, else we would have Barracuda's Go Berserk, or the Moray Eel Network. And it's not just the hundreds of teeth they may have. If teeth were the issue, surely Orthodontics Through History would have more viewers. And it can't just be their patently false reputation as brainless and relentless predators on humans. If that were the case, we would also expect to see such programs as Junk Bond Salesman in Heat and Attack of Those Guys, you know, the ones who want to sell you that thing that makes your abdomen look like rolling tundra. Actually, dear listener, I think the answer lies in our brain's hard wiring. We are just uncomfortable with animals that don't have lips, and sharks, regardless of their many fine qualities, don't have lips. Really, I think that's it. Think about it. Snakes don't have lips, spiders don't have lips, and that cool little protozoan that causes Giardia, well, it doesn't have lips either. On the other hand, 500-pound groupers have lips, and then who's afraid of a grouper? Tigers, lions, and bears have lips, nice thick lips. And although these species eat people like we were going out of style, heck, we make these fang predators into beloved cartoon figures and heroes of Broadway plays. Still not convinced? Let's make some small lip, big lip comparisons among people you may have heard of. So, who makes you more nervous? Hitler, small lips, or Mussolini, big lips? How about Margaret Thatcher? Small lips, or Mahatma Gandhi, big lips. And for our last one, Christopher Walken, small lips, or Angelina Jolie. Okay, so it doesn't work 100% of the time, but I still think we're on to something. Science marches on. For Off-Ramp, I'm Milton Love.
Dr. Milton Love is a marine biologist at UC Santa Barbara. For a link to his website, go to kpcc.org and click on Off-Ramp.